If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue studying and understanding our faith in you, and we ask that we may love you, honor you, and serve you in all the ways that you call us to serve you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Wednesday, and it is, of course, the fourth week of Easter, and so we're continuing through this day. And through our service of Christ, as we grow in our daily devotion of coming to hear what the Lord is all about and what the message is all about. And in today, we're going to look at this powerful reading from the Acts of the Apostles and, of course, from the Gospel of John. And when we're looking at the Acts of the Apostles, we're seeing something that's really important. We're going to see a line there. Now, of course, you know I use the Revised Standard Version Catholic edition. So coming from that, but you're going to find that in the other versions as well. They refer to the leaders of the Christians. So you're talking Barnabas and Simeon and Lucius and others, as prophets and teachers. Now, they also referred to the whole group as Christians, but the leaders were considered prophets and teachers. This is an important consideration. Our role actually is to live our life prophetically. You know, in the Old Testament where they're talking about, you know, would that the word of God is being spread by all people. I know that's not an exact translation by any stretch of the imagination. But you hear what I'm saying, and this is where we are today. So we're looking at Barnabas, who is called by people as a prophet. Now, what does that understand? What does that mean, rather? Well, remember, if you happen to listen to my program from last week, that is the afternoon program, I talked to you about being at the Ark and the Dove. And if you heard all the programs, you may remember I said that in the early days of Christianity, it was very common to see used the charismatic, what we would call today the charismatic gifts that we find in 1 Corinthians 12. Very common, among others. And one of them would be the gift of prophecy. So they would most likely be in their meetings, their prayer meetings, their early day masses, and maybe Barnabas would be coming out and saying things along the lines of, this is what I hear the Lord is saying to us. Now, it would have to be discerned by the whole group, and that's commonly done today. There would be a discernment of the whole group, or discernment of those who have a gift of a discernment in one way or the other to say, this is what I feel the Lord is calling us to do. And, or this is what I feel the Lord is saying to us. Now, nowadays, if we do hear someone say that, and there are people that do this within a Catholic context and other contexts, we have the Bible to go back to say, does this match what is the fullness of revelation, which we find in Scripture and in Jesus Christ? What is the fullness of revelation? So, for example, Barnabas would be talking about ways where it was building up the community in Antioch. And remember, what you're listening to is people who were Hellenists. They were actually, another word for that is Greeks. They were Greeks who are new to this whole reality of the Jewish scriptures, and they're also hearing these prophets speak to them in ways that is building their community. So you see, these are all very powerful realities that are happening, and this is what's going on. And they're referring to these leaders as prophets and teachers. Now, you have to understand that when we're looking at prophets and teachers, we're looking at people who are prayers as well. And, you know, I'll never forget this scene of Billy Graham, and he was giving one of his crusades. And, you know, if you remember, Billy Graham would present his crusades on national TV. Usually they would buy the time and you'd see the crusade, very powerful crusades. Well, I remember after him giving a crusade, he would do an altar call, and you would just see him in this deep position of prayer. And I'm sure that's exactly what he was doing. I don't think he was acting at all. I think he was actually in prayer and maybe praying for the people coming for the altar call. Well, you understand that this would also have been something you would have seen in Barnabas and others, that you would know that they were deep people of prayer, following the tradition that they saw from the Jews were people like Moses, who would go into the tent and speak to the Lord. So we know this is all part of what these early Christians in Antioch are seeing. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform and at Catholic Audio Media. On your favorite podcast platform, look for the word, all one word, Catholic Audio Media. On Spotify, look for three words. You may have to scroll a bit, but you'll find us. And subscribe, and also make a comment if you'd like. You know, our program is a bridge, and it delivers God's word to those who either cannot attend Mass or any other services, or for that matter, who are looking for that extra oomph during the week of hearing the word of God. And God graciously provides for the birds in the sky who neither sow nor reap, and he's also providing for us in many ways. So what we're called to do here in this program is spread the word to you, and you're called to live the word in such a way you spread it to others. That's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you, but we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. You can call me if you want to talk to me about it. Our whole information to contact us is ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. So we're back and we're talking about these powerful messages. Now, if we go to the gospel, we see that Jesus makes it clear that when we are believing in Christ, we are believing in also the Father. And the Father is, you know, that we're hearing essentially, when we hear one, we hear the other. It reminds me of a time when I was dealing with the Boston Globe. And, you know, I spoke to one of the reporters there, and I said, I've come to realize you speak to one, you speak to all. He says, yes, that's true. I said, oh, okay, well, now we know. But that was back in the day when I read the Boston Globe, which I don't. But in any case, we see that powerful reality of when you see Jesus, you also see the Father. And of course, Jesus is there to bring the light into the world. We want to look at that light as, you know, a lot like, this is the way I always do this at the parish, and this is what I'm always bringing in. That light is that knowledge of Christ. When we're talking about that light, we're talking about that true knowledge, and we're helping people to understand that deeper truth. And I always do the example of the physics department at Harvard University. I suppose I should do the physics department at MIT, since that's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But they both have great physics department, as does BU, as does all the other schools that have physics departments in the area. I just use that as an example because we're surrounded by Harvard. But, you know, what comes out of the physics department is truth. Why? Because it's physics. Because that's what we believe. Maybe it's not the full truth. You might, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm sure any physician Any physician will tell you that make sure you eat an apple a day. No, any physics professor will tell you we're still learning. We're still learning. So that reality is true as well. But, you know, this is truth. Is it the fullness of truth? No, that there are other forms of, there are other forms of truth. There are other aspects of truth. I mean, what's true in physics is true and always true. But there's also the truths that we find in biology. There's also the truths that we find in chemistry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is true as well. What Jesus is teaching is what the Father wants him to teach, and what is there is absolute truth, but it's a different form of truth, but it's still truth just the same. And this becomes one of the issues that we have to understand when we're listening to Jesus. Many people make it simply a moral truth. No, it's bigger than that. It would be, again, like your local university says, we teach truth, and you only listen to the physics department. Well, what about the rest of it? And it's the same thing. No, if you understand that Jesus is teaching a profound wisdom and you live by that wisdom, you will live the morality that goes with it. But you want to live the moral truth the same. You want to live the actual truth, the wisdom that comes from it, so that you live the morality. It's the same thing. Is if you are learn physics, you're going to learn different ways to live because you knew the physics. So you will understand that there, you know, a good example, don't go 115 miles an hour down the Mass Pike because it's illegal, but also because if you get into an accident, that's the end of it, because that's also the law of physics and, for that matter, biology. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.